Hello and welcome to episode 40 of the Coached by Halls podcast, a podcast that I hope will help you to live healthier and happier while still enjoying a fun-filled life. Straight to the point today, here are my 7 Monday morning reminders to help you smash your week. If you follow me on Instagram, I actually did a story the other week saying that I give myself the ick from saying the word smash, and it does, that word does give me the ick, but it just fits so well into my work. So that word, unfortunately, is here to stay, and I'm going to continue to give myself the ick. Anyway, never mind. Reminder number 1, don't accept the excuses most other people would. You will always find an excuse not to do something. Are you going to let the rain stop you from going out for your walk? Remember, there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing. So instead of looking for an excuse, look for a solution instead. Number 2, hold high personal standards for yourself because you deserve it and you respect yourself. Your body deserves to be moved. We weren't designed to be sitting all day. And nourish your body in the way it deserves as well. It keeps you alive all day, every day, without you even having to think about it. So the least you can do is fuel it well with high protein, nutritious foods. But I'm not just talking about diet and exercise. I mean in your everyday life too. Don't let people take advantage of you. Question yourself. If someone asks you to do something for them, question, am I doing this just because I'm a people pleaser? I used to be a people pleaser, and let me tell you, my life has got a heck of a lot better since I started saying no. And don't feel like you need to justify this to anybody else. Number 3, refuse to accept a mediocre life. A short but sweet one, but acknowledge that this means working harder than others will, but it's so worth it. Number 4, tell yourself that tell yourself that life is too short to stay stuck. Time literally flies. I cannot believe we are at the end of 2024. Just think where you can be this time next year if you choose to take action now and stay consistent with it. And remember, asking for help isn't giving up, it's actually refusing to give up. What separates those who get results from those who don't is still showing up and putting yourself first, even when you don't feel like it. And when you continue to do that, you'll be in a completely different space this time next year compared to where you are now. Number 5, reframe situations. Reframe your situation and you will slowly change your mindset. Every time you do this, it's a rep for your mind to get stronger. Just like each rep in the gym makes your muscles stronger. You will realize that you can find positives in almost any situation. And the final one, number 6. Prioritizing yourself isn't selfish. We've all heard the line, you can't pour from an empty cup, or put your oxygen mask on before helping others. It's absolutely right, but very few of us actually act on that. And actually, going back to the excuse point before, right at the start, we often use putting others first as an excuse not to work on ourselves. But if you put yourself first and your health first, you can be there more and have the energy to look after your children. If you put yourself and your health first, you can show up to your career with more energy and more focus. If you put yourself and your health first, you can be there for your friend who's going through a hard time. Prioritizing yourself is not selfish. With the last 3 points in mind, you have the power to go and smash your week. Do it for you, do it for your health, and do all of that so you can live the life you deserve. If you know someone who needs to hear this today, feel free to share the podcast with them. Thank you so much for listening. Okay, love you. Bye.